live from the WHBC Broadcast Center. Find out more about area businesses, agencies, and events.
It's what's going on right now.
This is Spotlight.
All right, it is a Monday morning, and we have a special edition of Spotlight on this 26th day of February. And, of course, we are in studio right now, and also we are live on Facebook. So if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, you can certainly do that. Make sure you go to 1480 WHBC and like our page, and you can check out the broadcast there as well. Today we're talking with the folks from JRC, celebrating 50 years. That's pretty awesome. In our community, doing some really wonderful things. And in studio with us this morning, Brenda Basso, who is the chairperson of the JRC Women in History Luncheon. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
And also Sue Snyder, who is Chief Development Officer for JRC. Okay. Good morning. All right, we're going to start. We'll start off talking about the Women in History Luncheon because that's the event that's coming up. So, Brenda, let's talk a little bit about you know, when it is and how this whole thing came about. Is this something that happens every year?
Yes, it's an annual luncheon. This is actually our 26th year. So it's been around, has a wonderful committee of ladies, volunteers that put this on. So yeah, it's every year for 26 years.
And I said 26th year. Okay. There's my brain. When you turn 60, that's how what things happen like that, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So you put this together and talk a little bit about what happens at the luncheon.
Okay. So basically, we have a it kind of opened the doors a little early, and we have a silent auction that goes on. We have major raffle items that people can put tickets in for. And then we have a luncheon. And during the luncheon, we have a guest speaker, and we have an honoree each year.
And this year, you chose who as your guest speaker?
So our guest speaker is Renee Powell. And just to tell you a little bit about Renee, she's the owner, along with her brother, of and she's a golf pro also, of Clearview Golf Course in East Canton. It's a historical golf course that was built by her father, William Bill Powell, and it's quite a interesting golf course. It's got some historical aspects to it, but they also made sure that it was open to all. So women, yeah. Children, men, didn't matter ethnicity, race. So
she's a pretty special lady.
She is. She is. I always say she's a international celebrity right in our backyard. She's earned numerous awards and honors. She was inducted into the PGA America Hall of Fame in 2017. So if you'd see her list of accolades, it's quite incredible. She was also one of the first group of women in 260 years to become an honorary member of the Royal and Ancient Golf Club in St. Andrews, wow. Scotland. So, which is the golf place of golf, or yeah. The birthplace of golf.
Yeah,
I met Renee many years ago when I was golfing at her three-hole league at Clearview. And even though she's like a celebrity worldwide and a philanthropist, she's just so humble and kind. And I'm just blessed to know her and to yeah. Learn the game of golf from her.
She's one of the most humble people I've ever met. And you're right. That's to have her as your guest speaker. That's in this type of luncheon. I mean, that's perfect. She's perfect.
Yep, she yeah. is. She is. I agree. Couldn't have chose a better person.
Yeah, and so who will the honoree be then?
So the honoree is someone very near and dear to my heart. Her name is Ann McCabe. She's the wife of Dr. Mike McCabe, who's with Akron Children's. I met Ann through our service together on the women's board of Altman Hospital, and we soon became fast friends. She was someone very active in our community and supported numerous fundraising efforts with numerous charities, including JRC. She was actually diagnosed with cancer late in the summer of 2021. And she had such a positive outlook, and she had me convinced if anyone was going to beat it, it would be Ann. After some intensive medical care, she jumped right back into her fundraising activities including vice chairing the 2023 Women in History Luncheon with her good friend Joe French. She was scheduled to chair the 2024 luncheon and had asked me to be her vice chair. Unfortunately, it was not to be, and my good friend succumbed to cancer on September 5th of 2023. Actually, less than a week before another event, she was slated to chair for another nonprofit organization. So I stepped in to chair this year's event, and we kept Anne as the honorary chair. And then we also wanted to honor her during this year's luncheon. The other thing I wanted to mention is she had such a passion for making a difference in our community. And she wanted to support the good that JRC does for the children in our community. So we wanted to continue her legacy with an endowed scholarship, which will be established in Anne's name. And this is for JRC.
Oh, wow.
The money will be used to provide a hand up to families who cannot afford to send their children to the quality child care program JRC provides. And as an endowed scholarship, it will the legacy will continue well into the future.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really a great way to remember her. That's wonderful.
Yep, I agree.
So when you have this, do you consider this a fundraiser, I mean, for JRC?
Yes, yeah. It's JRC's biggest fundraiser that we do every year.
Okay. Yeah. So how can folks get tickets? How do they go about doing that?
On our website, www.jrccares.org.
Okay. And like you said, it is get there early because you want to see all of the fun things that they can, you know, take a look at for auction and all that stuff, correct?
Yeah, I can share just a few of the items.
Yeah, please do.
So for the grand raffle, we have a Valentino handbag. We have a house for 1 week in Fort Myers, Florida. $1,000 in cash. Or I'm not sure how to pronounce this, an Oru Lake kayak.
Okay.
So it's a foldable kayak that you can actually put in your back seat of your car, so you don't have to have a
something on your roof put it.
So
okay.
Maybe for a beginner.
We need you to pull that microphone closer to you. Oh, there you go. That's good, though, actually, because we'll be able to hear you much better.
Maybe for a beginner kayaker, it would be a good start. But it also says that any kayaker would like it. So
that would be fun.
Yes.
Take it to that house in Fort Myers.
Exactly, right? Exactly. Yeah, so we have, I think, probably 50, 60 silent auction items. They're always like spring themed. So just something to look forward to with spring around the corner. And there'll be, again, 50-50 raffle tickets that we'll be selling at the event.
And what's the date of the event?
March 21st.
March 21st. Mm-hmm. And it's being held?
At La Pizzeria.
Oh, okay. Yeah. La Pizzeria.
It's at the Piazza. Yeah. So it's the old Bally's building.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah. And the time?
It's doors open at 10:30, and then the program starts at noon.
All right. Very good.
And part of the program will be a Raise the Paddle, which will fund that scholarship that she talked about, Anne's endowed scholarship.
Okay.
And so I'm going to put on our website a place for people who know Anne that might not be able to attend the luncheon. They can get on there and give to the endowed scholarship on our website as well.
Okay. All right, that makes it nice and easy for everyone.
Sure. Yep.
All right, well, we're going to take a break for the news right now, and we'll come back. We'll talk more about that and also talk more about JRC and 50 years of what you guys do. We'll do that as Spotlight will continue right here on 1480 WHBC.
In the aftermath of World War II, Chris Van Wyk's grandparents escaped post-war Yugoslavia and the rise of communism. They found freedom in Ohio, and their grandson, Chris, grew up knowing two things. He loved Summit County and hated tyrants. Chris Van Wyk joined the Marines, becoming a full colonel, and as a counterinsurgency expert, battled oppressive regimes and helped nations rebuild. Now it's America who needs rebuilding. A tyrant in the White House, chaos on the border, our economy buckling under inflation, and no end in sight. Chris Van Wyk will bring a Marine solutions to Congress. As a Marine, Van Wyk vows to halt the invasion on our border As a businessman, Banwig will create jobs and counter surging inflation. And as a father of three, Banwig will protect Ohio families, just like he protects his. To rebuild America, call the Colonel. Colonel Chris Banwig for Congress.
I'm Chris Banwig, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Banwig for Congress.
Medicine Center Pharmacies have been serving our local community for over 40 years. Our customers know they can count on our pharmacy staff.
Now back to Spotlight on 1480 WHBC.
All right, it is Spotlight, a special edition of Spotlight here on 1480 WHBC on this Monday morning. And again, you can check us out live on Facebook right now if you'd like to do that. Just go to 1480 WHBC. If you haven't already, make sure you like our Facebook page and check us out there. And we have been talking with the folks from JRC. And with us today, Brenda Basso, who is the chairperson of the JRC Women in History Luncheon, the 26th annual. And we also have with us the chief development officer, Sue Snyder. And we're going to talk more about the luncheon, but I want to talk to Sue a little bit about JRC in general, because maybe there are some folks out there who aren't really sure what you guys are about. So explain a little bit about your mission and what you guys do.
Sure. Well, our mission is to enrich lives through educating children, engaging seniors, and strengthening community. So, and that's been a mission that we've accomplished year after year after year for 50 years. So JRC is an umbrella organization with two nonprofits. We have the Adult Day Center and the two learning, we actually have two locations for our learning centers. And we were founded in 1974, if you do the math backwards, you can hear that, by Father John Robert Coleman. So that's where you get the JRC. And we aren't connected with the church anymore, but we operate the two learning centers. They're both five-star learning centers, which is very difficult to achieve, and both of them have it. And we serve mainly families living at or below the poverty level. So 90% of who the people we serve are low income. So
okay,
that's why fundraising is so important to us.
Yeah, right. And you guys have been around for a very long time, and I'm sure have served so many different people over the years.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. I would love to be able to go back and find somebody who had been here for it, you know, 50 years ago and talk to them about it. But and then our Adult Day Center provides purposeful and engaging activities for those who need assistance. So it's not just the typical senior. We do have younger people who just need assistance during the day. And so when we always talk about our seniors, but it's really adults needing assistance.
All right. So talk about the younger folks that you care for, mm-hmm. and about those people who come to you.
So we obviously mainly serve the people in our neighborhood. So we're located on 14th Street and on Parkway in Canton.
Okay.
So there are families who want a way out of poverty, a better life for their kids. So they want, you know, them to have good education, and so. JRC, like I said, is five-star, and so we assist them. And the Ann's scholarship will go to those people who maybe have lost. They're working hard. They're making more money. They lose their subsidies, but yet they can't quite pay for the education. So we help them with scholarships to try and help them get through to where then they can do it on their own.
Okay. And what age group are we talking?
We serve kids 6 weeks. To through preschool, so when they're ready to go to kindergarten, we get them ready for kindergarten and we send them off.
Okay. And how many do you usually have at a time?
Well, it depends. Each center, 150, let's say, with of the preschool and I'm talking about our entire all the kids.
Everybody together.
6 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. And those that are instructors or people that are there taking care of the kids, tell me a little bit about those folks.
Our teachers are, a lot of them are degreed. They have the certifications that they need. They're very educated. So a lot of them are young and they're learning through GRC, getting their training and everything for taking care of the kids.
And that's probably something they enjoy. It's a different, mm-hmm. it's a different thing, you know?
Sure, sure, yeah.
And then for the adults, how does somebody get involved in that program if they're in need?
Well, they can walk right in and mm-hmm. get a tour of the center. They can call on the JRC numbers on our website. They can call talk to Melanie or Gina, who help them come in and tour the place. They can spend a half day seeing how things go. And we also take veterans there now. We're a certified provider for veterans. And so they go through the Veterans Association or just even come in to JRC to get signed up.
What do you think is the thing that most people are looking for when they come to you? I mean, you know, they're looking for some help, I would imagine. But
right. If for the Adult Day Center, you know, if someone my age, if my mom is elderly and I want to work, but I want her to be taken care of through the day when no one can be with her or whatever, you know, they can come into JRC and get healthy meals, breakfast and lunch, a snack, and they don't watch TV. And, you know, typically older people sit in front of the TV. That's, you know, people park them in front of the TV. We have a Bible study. They play games. They do crafts, all kinds of stuff. It's a very happening place. It's not what you would think when you walk in there.
Yeah.
It's almost like a party when you walk in there. It's so much fun. And it's not ho-hum and you know. It is really a fun place for them. And they go on field trips. We like to keep them active in the community yeah. that they're living in. We try to keep them at home and active in the community. So they go on field trips to different places throughout Canton. And, you know, we keep them active.
Yeah. And tell me how you got involved in this, because this is the kind of thing that people have to really have a passion for
right.
in doing this job.
Well, when I was looking for a job in development, I have four kids and an elderly mother. And so I had worked at Akron Children's Hospital for a while and then wanted to find something that I could help both of those populations. And JRC is really the only one that I could find. And I love JRC. I mean, I drive from Akron to come down to work here. And it's well worth the drive because it's very, very rewarding to see what JRC does for the families that we serve and the seniors that we serve.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never thought about that, about the fact that you serve mm-hmm. both ends of the spectrum.
Yes, and bringing that up into our intergenerational connections program, we get the two together. So, and that's weekly. And it's something to see. I mean, we bring the seniors in and then the kids come in and then they do an activity together. So it could be yoga, where the seniors do chair yoga and the kids do it on a mat.
Oh, yeah.
Or they do art together. The Akron Art Museum comes in and does an art project with them. And it's always something that they can do together. So they have exposure to the children, and then the children have exposure to the senior.
And do you ever have to turn anyone away? I mean, how does that work? I'm sure it's a very popular program, you know.
For the adult day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just expanded, so now we have extra room. So we can take more. So we are open right now to taking more people in.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Brenda, how did you get involved?
So actually, funny story. I'm in employee benefits, so health insurance, and my former employer was Doug Van Ostrin. He owned Business Benefits of Ohio, and he's on the JRC board, so a huge supporter. So that's kind of how I got introduced to JRC, and we've worked together for a long time and just kind of stayed in contact, and I was a broker over their benefits for a while as well. And so just
well, then we have Ann to thank.
Yeah.
And Ann
yeah.
McKay brought her back.
Yeah. So Ann asked me to, you know, get back involved with the Women in History event. And also I have to say that my employer, I'm with Huntington Insurance, and Huntington Bank is a huge supporter
okay.
of the event.
Mm-hmm.
So but yeah, I love what JRC does and their mission, and I've seen it, you know, over the years. So, and Ann kind of reeled me back into getting involved with it.
We love Ann.
yeah, we love Ann. So we miss her, but we love her.
And also the profits from the fundraiser, our luncheon, the Raise a Paddle goes to the scholarship, but the rest of it goes to the learning centers. Mm-hmm. So it can help, you know, supplies and all kinds of stuff.
To be able to fund that.
Sure.
Yeah. And if you attend the event, that we have kind of like a giving tree. It's going to have a little different look and feel this year. But if you want to if someone wants to help in a smaller way, there's we're going to have little items they can pull off the tree if they want to do something small that'll like maybe help some a specific need in one of the classrooms.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. We had to, and before she had told us that she wanted to our theme to be something with sailing. Mm-hmm. So of course we stayed with that. Mm-hmm. So our theme this year is sailing. And so when Brenda was saying that about the tree, we're making little starfish in a net somehow. We haven't figured out exactly what we're going to do with it. But and on the back of the starfish, it'll have the supplies that we need. So
that's great.
Yeah. We have to, you know, reposition everything. We have to pivot a little bit.
And that's, I think it's wonderful that obviously you're continuing to include her and her, mm-hmm. you know, her vision for all of this, because mm-hmm. that's important, you know, when you have people like that.
So. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It certainly is.
All right. We will take our final break. And then when we come back, we'll talk more about the event and also more about JRC and the 50 years they have spent in this community on Spotlight right here on 1480 WHBC.
Back to Spotlight on 1480 WHBC.
All right, just our final segment here on Spotlight on this Monday morning, our special Spotlight this morning. And you can always check this out on Facebook. It is live right now, but any time of day, if you missed any of this, you can go back to our Facebook videos and check it out. And this morning, we've had our special Spotlight this morning with the folks from JRC. And I have to tell you, 50 years in the community, that's pretty darn good. Sue Snyder, who is the Chief Development Officer, is with us, and also Brenda Basso, who is the chairman of the JRC Women in History luncheon that is coming up March 21st, correct?
Yes, correct. It is.
All right, March 21st. Let's kind of just go over the particulars of the luncheon so folks want to get tickets and that kind of thing. It's coming up on the 21st. It's going to be held at
La Pizzeria. It's in the Piazza building.
Okay. And tickets can be...
you can purchase them online at jrccares.org.
Or they can call JRC at 454-3471. And we can take their information over the phone and they can purchase the tickets that way as well if they don't get online.
Okay. Yeah, if they want to reserve the tickets. And then the luncheon is... doors open at 10:30.
Correct.
Because you've got some great stuff.
We do. We got some great things in our silent auction and our grand raffle. 50-50 raffle tickets will be sold. So
get there early.
Definitely get there early. Yeah, lots to look at. We'll have some great music, too. Greg Kuhn.
Oh, great.
A good friend of mine, Greg mm-hmm. Kuhn, will be DJing some good yacht rock tunes for us.
I love that. I love
that. And people can also buy the, I don't know if we said this before, the grand raffle tickets online as well.
Oh, okay.
So, and you don't have to be present to win.
Oh,
so
great.
They can buy them online and then we can call them if they won.
Okay, that's awesome. And then the program begins at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. And talk a little bit about what the program's going to be about.
So we'll have, talk about our honoree, which is Ann McCabe. Again, she was supposed to be the chair of the event, and she passed from cancer back in September of last year. And we're just going to talk a little bit about her life and legacy. Her husband put together a video that I'll probably be bawling after I listen to it. Hmm. I told Sue I need to hear it ahead of time so I can not be shocked at the event. But we'll talk a little bit about her legacy and about the scholarship, the endowed scholarship that we're putting together in her name. So that's something if you want to support the event and JRC, you can contribute to the scholarship. It'll be available on the website as well. And then we'll have another good friend, Renee Powell from Clearview Golf Golf Course. She will be our guest speaker.
That'll be fun.
Well,
like we said, she's the perfect. When you talk women in history, mm-hmm. she's the
exactly.
perfect person to have as your guest speaker. That should be wonderful.
And you know, thanking Brenda. Our committee is unbelievable. Have to do hardly anything. I mean, these women just know their jobs and they do them. And Brenda stepped up. She didn't have to. She did. And we're very grateful for that. It is time consuming. I mean, she has a full time job and she still finds time for JRC and fitting it in. And the rest of the committee, they are amazing women. Yeah. And so I'd like to thank all them. I mean, they've done a great, great job throughout the years.
I have to step in on that because I was a little hesitant because I normally with this event, you're the vice chair the year before that you're going to chair it. So I didn't have that opportunity because I was supposed to be Ann's vice chair and learn the ropes this year coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And the committee just kind of came around me with their arms around me and said, you know, we've got you. So I honestly could not have done this without their help. So blessed.
And I'll bet she's sitting on your shoulder every step of the way, I would imagine.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? This, you know, people out there listening, that if they want to volunteer for you guys,
sure.
Yeah, I'm sure you would accept that. Yes,
yes, we will. On the website, there's a place for volunteers to let us know that they want to be a volunteer. And they could just call in and we could get them to Leanne. Leanne handles all of our volunteers. And she would love to have more volunteers.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot to run one of these
things. Takes a village.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Because you guys do a lot. I mean, there's so many things
going on.
Throughout the year, if you get on the website, you'll see what we're talking about, all the different events. And this one coming up Thursday, March 21st, again, and this is going to be a great event. If you have the opportunity to go, please do get your ticket. And if you want to just, you know, purchase the grand raffle ticket or donate to the scholarship fund, you can do all of that. On the website,
we still have sponsorship opportunities as well.
Right. Yes,
they'll be in a program, acknowledged in the program, and on our website, and they go from $250 up to $5,000. So, so corporations that want to put their name on it, they still have the opportunity to do that as well.
And they can call, I would imagine, also.
Yes.
Okay, that's very simple to do too. So, and for anybody who wants to get, you know, take advantage of the programs that you offer that we talked about for the young kids and for the adults, how do they get in touch with you guys for that?
They would call 330-454-3471 and follow the prompts to go to either Adult Day or to the learning centers, or to our offices if they want to talk to me about sponsorship. I'd love to.
That'd be great.
But that's the number that gets you to both places. So.
And where are your locations at?
So we are on 14th Street in Canton and on Parkway right across from Tim's Tavern.
Yeah, and that's
Tim's little shout-out.
Myers Lake Ballroom.
Yes,
right,
the old Myers Lake Ballroom.
Myers Lake Ballroom.
And that's where, Parkway is where we have Learning Center and the Adult Day Center. They're both right there.
And that's where
our main offices.
They come together and help each other and take care of each other, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Well, Sue and Brenda, I appreciate you guys coming by and really filling us in a lot and such great information. And I hope everybody gets a ticket to the luncheon and it should be a
wonderful
day.
Well, we hope to see you at the luncheon.
We would love to have you. That would be wonderful. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Thank you.